We're talking here today with Bryn Bass from the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Again, she is headed now to Iowa Central Community College. Well, she will continue her education, of course, as well as play basketball. And Bryn, thank you very much for giving us some time here today. Congratulations on making the announcement the other day.
Yes, thank you.
You bet, Bryn. Let's talk about that decision. It sounds like you're glad to kind of have that part of the process over. How was the recruiting process for you, and how much weight has been lifted off of your shoulder to have the decision done?
So Coach had reached out to my parents, but I hadn't really heard much from my parents after. And then he messaged me on Twitter, and we kind of just started talking, and we set up a FaceTime call, and he kind of explained what his program was about and how I would fit into the program, and kind of just talked about like more personal aspects about how I was as a player, how we played as a team in Coon Rapids Baird, and we kind of just compared that, and he kind of talked me through the whole process, and I got signed up for a visit, and then the rest is history.
Was playing basketball in college on the radar for you prior to him reaching out? Was it something you were thinking about?
Well, I was pretty set in stone on going to Iowa State to just start right away with academics. I'd be going in as a sophomore, but I think as when he reached out, it kind of opened my mind to seeing what else was out there for me and just seeing what else I could do. And I think it was probably for the best. I'm excited to see what this will bring me.
Had you looked at any other schools prior to this, maybe as a sophomore or a junior, or when did you kind of get it set in stone in your mind anyway that you were going to Iowa State as just a student to start with?
Since probably the beginning of the school year this year, I had looked into a program they have for what I want to do, and eventually I could go to Iowa City to go to a child life program. So I was kind of leaning towards Iowa State to get right into a university to know what that was like.
So what was the initial contact and communication like then with Coach? What were some of the things that he said that got you thinking that Iowa Central could be a place that you could find yourself?
He kind of just talked about what their program was about and how they run. They like to run fast pace. They like to run. They like to shoot. And I think that fit exactly how I like to play. And I think I realized that I can play with a group of girls who all love basketball just as much as I do. And I can run up and down the court and just play a ball at that next level.
What kind of thoughts did he have on how you fit into their program? Because as you described, you know, their style of play, it fits you perfectly. So how does he feel like you fit into it, and what position does he see you playing?
Well, he asked what I play now, and I said point guard, but I prefer, like, shooting guard or just a guard in general. And he said that that would be perfect for their program. They like to run the ball up and down the court. They like to play fast pace, and they like to shoot. And I think that's something that you can see more at a college level than high school.
Bryn, you said you had a good visit there. Take us through kind of the visit. What stood out for you about Fort Dodge, the campus there at Iowa Central, the team, the coaching staff while you were there?
So we started the day off, and we went around campus and looked at everything, and then we broke out into, like, academic sessions. And I loved the campus. It was like a mini university, and I think it was a good place for me to start. And then after we went to the academic session, I met some of the professors that I would have, and they were awesome, and it made me more confident in what I want to do and made me feel like that was the correct, like, career path for me. And then after that, I went to the shoot around with some of the girls and introduced to the team, and we were just talking, and they asked how practice was going. So they were super fun and a great group of girls, and met with, like, all the coaches, and we just kind of talked about everything that would be on the campus and where everything was. And it was just a really good experience, and they just felt like one big family. And I think that's exactly what I need coming from a small town and getting that same family aspect.
Sounds like you built a really good bond with those girls and your future teammates pretty quickly.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yep.
J.C. Christensen from Audubon has also recently signed to play at Iowa Central. You guys probably not that far down the road from each other, being in Coon Rapids and in Audubon. Have you reached out? Do you two talk much about this decision?
We actually used to play on an AAU league together, so it'll be awesome to be teammates again with her. And we've been talking, and we can't wait, and we're excited to see what we can do together.
Did she talk to you much about the decision before you made it and decide for you two to kind of decide to play together, or was this kind of a separate decision for you?
I was definitely separate. I saw that she had committed, and this was after, like, I had already gone to my visit, and then she reached out to me after because assistant coach told her, like, that I was signed, and then she reached out. She's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to play with you and be teammates again, and I think it'll just be a really fun experience for the both of us.
Bryn, you've always been a very good basketball player, started as a freshman there at Coon Rapids. Where do you feel like you've grown as a basketball player, and what do you think your strengths are going to be going into college?
I definitely think my confidence has grown. Freshman year, I was a little timid and had a lot of silly turnovers, but I think I've really grown and become more confident in my shot and trying to be a leader, and I hope I can bring that over to college ball.
Now, you mentioned you have to play point guard here at the high school level. How do you feel like your game transitions as far as going into shooting guard, and where do you feel you need to get better to make that transition to the next level?
I think creating, like, my own shot for me. I think right now I can just catch and shoot, but I think being able to move with the ball and then try and create a shot for me would be more beneficial, because college ball is going to be a big step up in competitiveness, and I think being able to play against a harder defense is going to be a big deal.
Bryn, let's talk about the education part. Sounds like it's extremely important for you, especially considering the fact that you said you were thinking about just going to Iowa State to be a student, you know, at the beginning of this. You know, what are you going to go into? What do you want to do with your major later in life?
So I've always kind of wanted to be a person to work with kids, but I didn't want to actually work in the hospital and be the ones who had to perform, like, the hard stuff on them and you go through all that schooling. So I think I'm going to major in child psychology and become a child life specialist. And it's kind of like a therapist in the hospital who helps them through the process and shows them on a teddy bear how they're going to get an IV. And if they have stuck in the hospital over the birthday, I'll throw them a birthday party, kind of just that fun doctor that they can turn to and feel safe out of the hospital.
Well, I think you're going to do an amazing job at that. I think you're going to have a great career at Iowa Central as well. One last thing for you, going into your senior year here at Coon Rapids Baird, what are your team goals and what are the goals for you coming into this season?
I think as a team we need to put up more points on the scoreboard and definitely have to limit our turnovers. That's going to be a really big factor for us this year because with Maya Leedy out now, we got to fill that guard position. And I think Lydia Hoffbauer and Megan Gregg are doing a really good job of stepping up and filling in those shoes with this unexpected injury. And for personally, it's always been a dream of mine to get to that 1,000 points. It's going to be tough, but I think I can do it.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate all your time here today. Have a happy Thanksgiving and a great season, and we'll see you here soon.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Bryn Bass again with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Again, she is headed to Iowa Central Community College in Fort Dodge to further her basketball career and her education.